Well, Nance, I guess I must have reached a certain age because I find myself saying they don't make them like they used to.
Yes, Stein, I know you were complaining about your stove.
DeGroote was the one complaining about it, that she smelled gas. And then I started complaining about it because the broiler stopped working, and then I smelled gas. And then during Thanksgiving, the oven turned itself off right in the middle of a turkey. Fortunately, I noticed and was able to reignite it. Actually, it was the best turkey I ever made, so there may be something to that. But on and on and on. And finally, Cheryl said, I don't trust that stove, and I don't even trust getting it repaired. I think we should get another stove. I resisted the urge to say, oh, Miss Cheryl, don't throw me in that briar patch. And down we went to the stove store. My car is 21 years old. Some people spend their money on cars. I spent mine on a stove.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm very happy with my 2.5-year-old stove. But it doesn't matter what kind of appliance you buy these days, no matter how much money you spend. You know, I've talked about people who bought these fancy-pantsy, you know, multi-$1,000 stoves, and they complain about them all the time. And, you know, I had an old Sears stove that was absolutely wonderful. It was a cheap number until the day the oven completely broke down. You know, the guy comes out to look at it, and, you know, he charges you an arm and a leg to look at it to tell you that in order to fix it, it's going to be $400. You might as well go buy another cheap stove, right?
Oh, yes, exactly, yeah. 5 years ago, I got a dishwashing. First time that DeGroote and I had ever had a dishwasher in our lives. We always scoffed at dishwashers. But ever since we got the thing, almost every night we say, man, this thing is great. But all the plastic has melted away off the tops of the racks. So it's these corroded black metal things sticking up. It just looks totally post-apocalyptic in there. And so I ordered new rack. I got all excited because I could do it online. But the racks were $240. I don't know what I was thinking. I went ahead and ordered them. And then I realized when we saw them down at the appliance store, when we went shopping for the stove, for another $100, I could have got a whole new dishwasher.
They really don't make them like they used to, because our old dishwasher that we had, it was bought from a next-door neighbor who had it for, I don't know, 10 years. They had 6 kids. They ran it all the time. They sold it to us for $150. It was the kind you twirl around and connect to your sink. It had a butcher block top. It fit great in our old galley kitchen. Yeah. And, you know, I paid $150 for it. It leaked a little, but that's okay because I could wash the floor with the leak. And that thing worked like a charm. I get a brand new dishwasher when we redid the kitchen a couple of years ago. Fabulous brand name dishwasher, $900. And 6 months later, I've got some guy coming in to look at it and charge me $180 to look at it. That other $150 drippy one owed us nothing. The brand new $900 one? Don't get me started.
I don't know. Do you think it really is true that they don't make them like they used to? Things do seem flimsier to me today. But I don't know. Maybe it's just selection bias. You know, we remember the stuff that goes wrong and we forget about all the appliances that soldier on, you know, like good troopers for year after year.
You know what, Stein? I think from now on, I'm going to start buying appliances at garage sales. Oh, look at that. It's just like the one I had in 1979.
Thus saith Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, who's basically happy with her appliances now.
Yeah, and Stein, but I want to ask you, do you want the extended warranty with that?
Never get the extended warranty and always get the big one, says me, Dick Stein.